Associate Pastor of Student Ministries. Building healthy relationships lead us into a healthy faith community. This was and is a goal that we are working towards. The gospel is the power that changes lives, to which we need to know more about and how it looks in our everyday life. The Bible is full of human interactions that lead us to know more about who God is. Here are ways that we are discussing how the gospel lives through us. Prayer dependency. Remembrance of what God has done. Development. Trust and hope. Gospel declaration. Diversity. Unity. Reconciliation. Humble boldness. This is how we are seeing and how we can see a culture, a new culture that's developed in our everyday life. 4-HG. So on Monday nights, we are in the midst of discovering how to develop a culture of gospel influence in our own life. There are many ways we can see and feel the gospel change and transform our lives. So together, we are taking steps to remind us of how great God is. We started with in-house nights that explore and discuss scripture in the Bible. And we also take time to plan weekly events, retreats, and service times to help develop a faith community. Interact. On Wednesday nights, we are in the midst of discussing how Christians should answer the ever-changing culture of Manitoba and Winnipeg. We talk about what does a passionate, growing Christian look like in this world? How do young adults become a part of the mission that reaches their Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and the ends of the earth? I have enjoyed so much being a part of these ministries with the team. We are focusing all the planned activities and events to help support and build faith-based homes in our church. We want all ages to see their place in First, taking an active role in building up one's family, then onto our school and work life. There are so many relationships that we are a part of in our life. And yet, how do they see us, and how are they drawn to Jesus because of our role in their life? Here are other ongoing service opportunities I'm a part of. Volunteering at Henry G. Izzet HGI Middle School in Reading and Literacy Initiatives. Coach football at Grant Park High School. Small group Bible studies. Sunday school for grades 5 and 6. Garden Hill mission trips. Young adult and senior high mission trips in 2018. Food bank initiative at White Ridge Baptist Church. This is what's going to be happening the new year here. There's also a Youth Alpha that I'm a part of. It's a citywide initiative with evangelical churches in Winnipeg. And so not just in the North American Baptist Association, but it's also amongst other churches in Winnipeg. So looking forward to those two things coming up in the new year. Really want to say a big thank you to our 4-HG ministry team. And so there's a few names here that I'd like to say thank you for. Tom and Victoria Griffin, Alyssa Annalt, Rafa, Krista Wynn, Linnell Clausen, Tim Haig Jr. For the senior high role, Stephen and Brianne Gunther, Zarifa, Christina Cooper, Alex Warburton, Sammy Cooper, Stephanie Wiltshire, Diane Bergman, and to all the parents who help make snacks. The Interact ministry team, our young adults, Brian and Caitlin Jansen, Josh Friesen, Ben Wiltshire, Joel Jank, and Jen Mantler. And our Sunday school team, Wes Cron and John Bergman. But last but not least, thank you to my co-workers. They have been very encouraging and supportive as my second year was completed here at the church. They really have made this job feel welcome and at home in my church. Thank you to Jill, Kai, and Ava for your love and support. Thank you, God, for these three, as they are the best things that ever have ever happened in my life. I'm really excited where our church is headed amongst the student ministries. God is challenging the student ministries to go deeper in the gospel, in love for others, and to serve more. As He is already developing a core in these ministries, we are actively inviting others to be a part of our church family. The big challenge for the leadership teams is, how are we living 7 days a week and worshiping God? It's not just about 1 or 2 days, but to realize that church and church groups help prepare for life each day of the week. We are not just a club with members. We are a community that surrenders to God every day, and it is up to Him how He uses our lives in any situation. Please be praying for these groups and these leadership teams through this exciting year ahead. We look forward to developing community, but anticipate the many opportunities for people to come to know their Savior in a deep relationship. God bless you all. Thank you.